Welcome to Jesus This Way, article by Richard P. B. Obide. Start article reading now. Article title, Who is Jesus Really? Part 1. Legend has it from more than 5,000 years ago. A male child would be born of a virgin woman. And he would conquer our greatest fear. Death. His name is Jesus, and he is alive. Who is Jesus? Today everyone knows the name of Jesus Christ. People use his name as a swear or curse word throughout the world, not ever thinking of taking the time to investigate this truly legendary character. Hopefully that will change for you, starting today. Historians all over the world know who Jesus is. His acceptance by the community of historians is as automatic as Julius Caesar, states Josh McDowell, evidence that demands a verdict, and his existence along with his teachings and miraculous wonders are not what is in question. His character and his claim of who he is cannot be denied. If you ask anyone who is Jesus, they will tell you he is the Savior of the world, the Son of God, a great prophet, a man who changed the world, the King of the Jews. But who is he, according to archaeology and history? What is the proof? Today we know that archaeology is playing a tremendous role in the science of history. And we are, in this brief article, going to look at two things. First, what determines a historic fact, and second, did Jesus fulfill the requirements? You should note, this small article doesn't begin to do justice to the overwhelming deluge of information that floods the archives of history concerning the New Testament. However, thanks to the efforts of Josh McDowell and the list of historians and archaeologists defending the accuracy of chronicled history, we have a considerable workbook in the writing of evidence that demands a verdict. History uses the written records or manuscripts of the period to determine if an event actually occurred. The search for these records is done through the field of archaeology. Therefore, we credit Homer as the author of the Iliad, the second most documented fact of antiquity, because archaeology has found 643 surviving manuscripts that testify to that fact. We know of the works of Caesar based on 10 manuscripts. Plato 7, Aristotle 49, and the list goes on. Now the question is, what about Jesus and the New Testament? Where do they stand concerning the testimony of manuscripts, and how many are there? Without a doubt, the New Testament and Jesus enjoy the most recorded historical strength in all of history. With over 24,000 manuscripts, the New Testament is, according to J. H. Greenlee, historian ETD of EP.41, overwhelmingly greater than those of any other work of ancient history. Jesus is by far the most documented historical fact in all of antiquity. Not only his life, but his lineage, the way he would be born, the works he did, the miracles he performed, how he fulfilled ancient writings about himself, his death, his resurrection, and his ascension into heaven witnessed by over 500 onlookers, his being believed on by the Gentiles. All historically documented, none of it can be explained away. You should know that scholarly historians defend this information for you and I, to research for ourselves in the hopes that we will learn truth, not hearsay. The fact is, many people called radical critics try to discredit the Bible, both the Old and New Testaments. However, the Bible has overcome and thwarted all attempts by radical critics and the unbelieving by way of fact, science, archaeology and history. It stands alone as a book inspired by God to provide insight to anyone desiring truth and a faithful walk with God our Creator. So, take the time to learn. Read your Bible, it's history. See you next time, right here in your Mystery and Logic newsletter. Remember, God loves you. Please follow me in this prayer if you would like to live for God. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, as you require in your word. I ask you to forgive me of all my behaviors and works that displease you. From this day forward, I will examine my actions and compare them to what the scriptures show as being in line with how you want me to behave. I will act this way for the rest of my life. I also accept the work that Jesus did, which is, he sacrificed himself on the cross at Calvary, for my sake, and the sake of all who accept this work. I believe, and have confidence in your word and will serve you as your word teaches us through the scriptures. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. God bless you for dedicating yourself to God. If you would like, please contact us at 860-210-1396. We would love to hear from you. All text in this article are made available in the refreshable Braille display format for our friends, brothers, and sisters in Christ at JesusThisWay.com. Just go to the accessibility page at JesusThisWay.com.